Bernie Pleskov, Major League Scout, is now a senior writer for MLB.com. Does a great job. Follow him at Bernie Pleskov. Bernie, what's your Twitter handle anyway?
Bernie Pleskov, and Marty, yeah. I'll be tweeting during the entire World Series on location at Bernie Pleskov.
Yeah, good.
Pleskoff.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was the whole name, but yeah, it's terrific. So Jim Barr will be with us at 3:30 today to talk a little bit about pitching. But I segue to you, and of course, people love your reports here. You're down in Arizona, and you have seen some of the Giant prospects play already, if I'm not mistaken. And if you've been on hold and listened to a couple of the calls, they want to know what you've seen down there.
Well, let me tell you about Daniel Carbonell. I saw him yesterday or the day before. You know, one day goes into another, Marty. I haven't missed a day at the AFL yet. I saw him throw a rocket shot from right field to the plate, right on the money, tremendous arm strength, great carry on the ball. Threw the guy out at home on a sacrifice fly attempt. I was impressed. He's only hitting 200 right now, Marty. He's played in seven games. He's had 25 at-bats, and I saw that long home run to right field. He's a little anxious at the plate now, little jumpy. You know, there's a lot of scouts in the stands and a lot of people who are watching these guys, and they get amped up a little bit. He'll calm down. He's got great talent. Quite a few years away, but I saw the raw power. He's got a lot of swing and miss in him still, Marty, but he's going to come on, and the speed tool is just terrific. So a great throwing arm, some pop, some speed, a very good ball player, just a little nervous right now hitting 200.
Remember Peguero for the Giants?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, how do you know? And again, listening to you, I'm thinking of Peguero a little bit. I saw him make this amazing throw. I've seen him hit, and of course, got to the big leagues, and it just he showed some flashes. But those were the tools I saw. Could you compare him to Peguero a little bit, or different?
Well, I think every player is different. You can have comps, but I think what is not comparable, Marty, is what's inside a player. And this guy, Carbonell, really looks like he wants to play and get better and better. I think he's going to be the type of guy that will accept instruction, but he wants to succeed. You can see that. He positioned himself well before the throw. His fundamentals are pretty sound. It's a work in progress. The word right now is raw, and that raw becomes mature, and you never know what's going to happen.
Wow. All right. Bernie Pleskov with us, our Major League Scout and MLB.com, at Bernie Pleskov, P-L-E-S-K-O-F-F, on Twitter. And absolutely, you want to follow Bernie. Really, really good stuff. All right, Bernie, Okert and Blackburn, someone has tweeted in. They want to know if you've seen them.
Yeah, I have. I don't have as much depth about them yet. Okert is a pitcher, I believe, that I saw a couple times, if I'm not mistaken. He has a 1.5 ERA right now in six innings. Looks very, very good. Has only given up four hits. I'm looking at my notes about him. I think you're going to see some strikeout in him. I think he's got potential to be a good one, to tell you the truth. He is not starting. He's coming out of the bullpen, and that's right where you want him right now. His whip is 0.83, Marty, so nobody's touching the ball off of him. He's not walking guys. This is a guy with good command and control coming out of the pen.
Lefty, correct?
I don't remember that.
I think he's I could be wrong. I think he's a lefty. I think he is.
I don't remember that. I'll have to go back to my notes.
Well, it's either lefty or righty. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
What about Clayton Blackburn?
Have not seen him.
Okay, yeah, he's another one.
To any degree.
Yeah, he should be close. I'll be anxious to see him in spring training. All right, Bernie, let's get to the task at hand. And, of course, you're on your way to Kansas City now. Then you'll be here in the Bay Area next weekend. We'll love to have you on live out at the patio next weekend when we're out there at the Public House. But what's the biggest challenge facing the Royals in playing the Giants?
Well, you really have to stay out of the beginning against the Giants. Once the Giants get some momentum and get on a roll, those big guys that I've always said in the middle of the lineup, you know, the Buster Posey, Pablo Sandoval, Hunter Pence, Brandon Belt. Four big guys in the middle of the lineup. You've got to handle them. But as I said the last time we were on together, Marty, it's the little guys who are going to beat you. Remember I mentioned Gregor Blanco, and then all of a sudden he gets that bunt. They throw the ball away. Ishikawa hits a game-winning home run. Those are the guys you have to really control. You've got to get them out. You cannot let them beat you. However, if you can limit the damage, you're not going to eliminate Posey, Sandoval, Pence, and Belt. Limit the damage against them, you've got a chance. But I still like those four guys in the middle of the lineup. They can bust up a game right now. Sandoval is just on fire. You know how I feel about Pence. I like the Giants in this series, Marty. I really do. They've been there. They've done that. They're well constructed, as you know, I think like that. And I just think they've got better pitching overall than Kansas City at this point.
Kansas City went through the A's in one game and came back very dramatic fashion, and Perez hooked that ball past Donaldson to win the game. And they took apart an Angel team that I've never liked, really. I just thought the Angel team was completely overrated. And then they just took apart the Oriole team that still was a, you know, home run hitting team, as you pointed out to us. Giants have gone through the Pirates. They've gone through the Nationals. They've gone through the Cardinals. I think the Giants have gone through better teams. Does it matter now as these two match up that maybe the Giants have been a little bit more battle-tested in this playoff?
Well, certainly. That's one of the reasons I'm picking them. They're the more experienced team. But, you know, these two teams are very equally balanced. You know, they really have the same type of game. The Giants have knocked off better hitting clubs than the Royals. But it's that little game, you know, the running game, that the Giants have got to control. You know, you've got guys that run home to first, Marty, in 3.56 seconds. Two guys, Jared Dyson, Terrence Gore, home to first, 3.5 to 3.7. That is blazing speed. And you don't really have to worry about them home to first. You've got to worry about them first to second, because any walk is a double, any single is a double. I don't care who the pitcher is, it's very, very tough to throw guys out with world-class 80 speed, and that's what they have. So, you know, you can't get on Posey and the pitcher if they don't throw these guys out. The way to contain them is to keep them off the bases, but they come in as pinch runners, and you can't control that. You've got to limit the damage. You've got to hold your set a little bit longer. You've got to throw over. You've got to keep them as close to first base as you can, but then they're off. As soon as they see that movement, they're off. And if any of the pitchers are higher than 1.4, forget about it.
Boy, great report, and that's what you look for if you're a scout. You're looking for that kind of stuff. All right, Moustakas has had a tremendous playoff. They're a little lefty-loaded. The Giants are lefty-loaded, but we just had Vince Catronio on, you know, Vinny. He says sure. The Kansas City bullpen, they don't care righty-lefty. It doesn't matter.
No, they don't care, right.
Yeah. What about the managerial matchup, Ned Yost? Why is everyone all over Ned Yost?
Well, you saw that game when he brought Ventura in out of the bullpen just after he had pitched in Arizona. He never had full rest. He's not a relief pitcher. He's a starter, and people got all over Ned Yost for that. Well, you know what? The things he did right, he pulled the trigger right on the stolen bases. He had the right pinch hitters in at the right time. He stole the bases at the right time. He did everything right other than that one mistake. And when you make a glaring mistake as a manager, it gets magnified. But all the good things he has done, and he's done some very good things, lead him to the World Series. Marty, all the other managers except Bochy and him are watching the games. They're not playing them. So you can criticize Yost all you want, and I won't, because his team is playing, you know, above their skis maybe, but they're playing in the World Series as a wild card team, the same as the Giants. That's what's so great about this. And I think, you know, the landscape of baseball is going to change now, Marty, in my opinion. Every team is going to have a jackrabbit or two now. They see what the Giants do with running. They see what the Royals do with running. You've got to have somebody on that bench because speed kills. Speed kills defenses. You cannot defend speed.
He bunts a lot. Does that hurt
yes,
him?
Yes, he does. Of course he does. No. I think it's smart. I think it's a smart thing to do. If the bunt goes down properly, anyone can throw the ball away. We've seen it happen. We saw it happen on Blanco's bunt. You throw the ball away, it changes the game. You've got 3-5, 3-6 speed. You beat out a bunt. It's like a line drive that drops right in front of a left fielder. I think you're going to see more bunting in the future, too. The National League has done it much more than the American League. It's a different game.
Boy, it's going to be fun. All right. By the way, Stephen Okert is a left-hander.
Yeah, he is. I just looked it up.
Yeah, me too. And I remember that, the Bobby Evans telling me that as well. Well, this is going to be fun. All right, that's the biggest challenge facing both teams. What turns this series for you? What's going to be the one? Why do you say Giants? What's the one thing that turns this series for you?
I think the Royals may have, and I'm not saying they will have, a little bit of a case of the jitters against, going against the Giants and a guy like Bumgarner. That's what turns the series. You've got Bumgarner, they don't. You've got a Petit who is, you know, pitching extremely well. I think you're longer in your starting pitching than the Royals are, and I think you're going to see a mistake. A mistake busts this open. At some point in games 1 through 6, I think it's going to go 6, and I think a huge mistake is going to turn this series around, such as throwing the ball away, such as grooving a pitch that ends up going over the wall. Anybody can do it. Marty, big league hitters can hit. When you're in the big leagues, you can hit. You can hit fastballs. The difference between great hitters and good hitters is how you can hit the breaking balls. And those Giants pitchers can throw those. Let's see what happens.
All right, big
Let
James.
Let the games begin.
Yeah, they will. All right, matchup. I know you love Bumgarner. Secondary pitching here. You got, and this to me, this is the key to the series. You come back with Peavy. You've got Hudson. You've got Vogelsong. You've got them on good rest. They're battle-tested veterans. And you come back with Ventura. You come back with Vargas. You come back with Guthrie. How do you like those matchups?
Well, I think Ventura is a very good six-inning pitcher, and I'm writing about him on MLB.com next week. Ventura is a type of guy that can hit 100 to 101, but when he does that, Marty, he opens up a little bit too soon, tries to throw the ball a little bit too hard, loses some command. He's really solid at 96, 97. If he starts ratcheting it up, and he came out in the sixth inning, I believe, against the Orioles with some shoulder tightness. I think that's something to be, you know, just to be careful of if I'm Kansas City. Watch his motion. Is he fluid? But he's a heck of a good young pitcher. If he goes six and they go into the bullpen, that's when you've got your problems, when they get to that bullpen. But if you can get him out of the game before the sixth, you're fine. Same thing with all of them. Shields, Guthrie, Vargas, you match up very well with them, as they do with you. It's going to be a very close series. It's not going to be 1954 where the Giants sweep. This is going to go 6, I think, maybe even 7.
All right. Hey, Bernie, I love having you on. We'll see you personally next weekend. I know a lot of people want to meet you out at the patio at the Public House. We'll be out there Saturday and, if necessary, Sunday. So,
Marty, I'm all yours.
Yeah, we'll look forward to
it. I love the Giants fans.
All right, and that's something we'll take up. I want to see how the Royals fans compare to the Giant fans. I think the Royal fans would be great. I think
They will.
It's going to be
You're talking about salt-of-the-earth people in both cities. No grudges, just good baseball. How's that?
All right, Bernie, thanks so much. All right,
thank you.
That is Bernie Pleskoff, MLB.com, and he's a former Major League scout, and we always learn stuff. We do, right, Jimbo? Always learn stuff from Bernie when he calls in. And, we're getting good previews of what is ahead here. I'm starting to get as I say, we do these shows long enough. We're on 8 hours this weekend. You really get an idea of what's ahead. And it really teaches me what's ahead here for these two teams. We're going to look at the matchup of shortstop when we come back. 808 KMBR is plenty of time, plenty of room. And we will take your calls and more when we come back. So if you want to call in, this is a great time to do it right here on the Sports Leader.